Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Hear it from the doctor with expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics. It's Healthy Children. Now, our favorite mom, Melanie Cole, MS.
I may be our favorite mom, but today we have our favorite pediatrician, Dr. David Hill, talking about Halloween safety tips. Dr. Hill, what do you want parents to know about Halloween? I'm going through the situation right now where my kids just want to start walking alone. It's the first time, and so it's a little nerve-wracking to think of that. What do you want parents to think about when these kinds of things start up for Halloween?
There are so many things to think about. One, if your kids do want to walk alone, I guess you got to ask, how old are they? How do they usually do when they're unsupervised? Do they regularly do things like run out in traffic? For example, how do you get a hold of them? If you got a group of kids walking around on their own, does somebody have a cell phone or a way that you can reach them or that they can reach you? One thing to remember is even when kids don't start out alone, when you're darting from house to house in the dark, they can sometimes get cut off from the group, right? They stop to tie a shoe or adjust a mask or pick up a piece of candy, and all of a sudden the group is left. So for younger children who don't already have their names, they probably know their names, they don't have their address or phone number memorized, one great tip is to give them a little card that they can either keep in their bag or have attached to their costume that just has on it your name, your phone number, what the address is, so that if they do get separated out, you can't find them all of a sudden, and they, you know, go up to the next door and say, oh my gosh, I'm lost, people know how to find them. For older kids, you really want to review some basic safety concepts, like people can't see you when you're between two cars. So if you're in a place where people park on the street, still drill, you got to look both ways. Look at the costumes they're going to wear, too, right? Some of our favorite Halloween costumes, from Darth Vader to, you know, dark ninjas to I was thinking Power Rangers, right, are pretty dark. That's not a great costume for a kid who's going to be walking around in the street. It might be great to wear to a party. But if your kid's walking around in the street, try and steer them toward reflective things, right? I love the fireman costume, right? That's great. The young kids will enjoy the fireman, but most of them actually have reflective tape on them. You know, some of the builder
good, huh?
costumes will have those reflective vests. You know, you can integrate reflective materials into a lot of costumes and really make it part of the thing. You know, any rescue worker, police person, etc., ghost. I don't know how you make a reflective zombie, but there's got to be a way, right?
Well, I think that's, to me, the biggest danger. I swear to God, I'm not as afraid anymore of weird things in the candy, although I'll check the candy. I hate when people give hard candy. They should stop it right now. And, you know, because I think they're going to choke on it and I take it out no matter how old my kids are. But is the cars, is the fact that it gets dark early and the kids are still out there and the cars, what do you think about bringing, like, flashlights and stuff?
I think flashlights are a fantastic idea. And, you know, with the new LED flashlights, you used to get halfway down the street and your batteries would burn out. You remember the old D batteries, yeah. Right? But now the LED lights, those things last forever. And they're tiny. You can pin them to the child if you want to. You can get those little flashing bike lights, you know, and make sure that they're seen. Another thing to think about in kids who are going to be walking through the neighborhood is what's their visibility? How well can they see? You're seeing a trend away from masks that cover the eyes. I still remember my plastic clown mask when I was a kid, you know, the little sheet of plastic with the two eye holes that you can breathe through. A lot of people are going with face paint in place of the mask. And it makes a better Batman mask, I think, to do the face paint than it does to try and strap one on, honestly. But that way you know their vision is not obscured, their breathing is not obscured. You also want to look at things like capes and sashes. Are they high enough that the kid's not going to trip over them? If you got a ghost costume or a zombie costume, is something hanging down so low they're going to trip? Is there, you know, the spectacular idea is, oh my gosh, they're going to have an apple with a razor blade in it. But in the entire history of Halloween, nobody has ever documented that this has ever actually happened. But kids trip over stuff and bang into stuff all the time. So these are the
things
where, you know, this is where the money is. Keep them safe.
Well, and it's also changed. Well, it's changed in the last bunch of years because you're not allowed to go in. You know, you tell your kids you're not allowed to go into someone's house. No one's allowed to make popcorn balls anymore, which I used to love those things. Nobody makes brownies and fun treats now. It's all got to be sealed, you know, candy. And like you say, it wasn't that common that things were put in there. I don't know.
You know, it depends on where you live. We've got a really tight and close-knit neighborhood, and there are some cookies here and there, and, you know, I know who my neighbors are, and so I don't, you know, if the kids get something homemade in our neighborhood, I'm happy, but it depends where you're going and whom you know, absolutely. I think another thing you want to look at is their props. What are they carrying around with them, right? You know, can you replace a sharp sword with a foam sword? Some of these props, you know, do they break easily? Do they have sharp edges on them? I would discourage the real throwing stars, for example. You know, any fake guns, et cetera, you want to make sure they've got that nice bright orange tip that tells the police and other people that it's a toy. I'm not a big fan of toy guns anyway. But if it's just integral to the costume, you really want to make sure that, despite the fact it's a little less realistic, that orange tip is a code to everybody that this is a toy, this is not a real weapon.
Dr. Hill, you have 5 children. Do you feed them before they go trick-or-treating so that they don't sit there and snack on the candy while they're walking around?
Usually it's chili night. Halloween is chili night because people can come in and get it, and the chili, you can make a super healthy chili, right? It can be very low carb, lots of vegetables, lots of protein in there, fills people up somewhat. We have 2 traditions. You know, we're a blended family, and my kids started like with all you can eat chocolate, but it's not the tradition that they've married into. So there are probably going to be some limits on exactly how much candy they get, because when somebody throws up, it's not a fun night. It's really not. So you want to slow them down
aches
a little bit. Make sure that they don't just collapse at the end of the night from eating nothing but sugar.
Oh, absolutely. And I even appreciate when parents around the neighborhood give out pencils and stickers and things, because kids like those too. And they're going to get plenty of candy anyway. So pencils and stickers, things they can use, are kind of also nice. Now, is it true that a lot of kids end up in the emergency room on Halloween?
You know, there are definitely increased risks for accidents on Halloween. So I think ERs are probably going to be braced. Most of those accidents are like we talked about, you know, getting stabbed with a prop, stumbling, falling in the street. And it's always especially heartbreaking on a night that's supposed to be really fun. When somebody gets hurt, it's just tragic. So you could really take some steps to keep that from happening to your child. The other thing you want to do is look around your own house. Your liability insurer will really appreciate that, so will the other parents in your neighborhood. Look at your walkway. Is it slippery? Do you have extension cords snaking across the lawn? Do you have spiky things? Do you have sprinkler heads that are poking up? It's really polite to the kids who are going to be going across your lawn to make sure they have a safe, well-lit path so that if something does happen, at least it's not on your property, right?
Oh, absolutely, and I would like to remind the listeners that decorative contact lenses are dangerous. We did a show on this just a week ago here at Radio MD on the Healthy Children Show, so you can listen to that and hear how dangerous those decorative contact lenses can be. In about 30 seconds, Dr. Hill, Halloween safety, wrap it up for us.
You bet. Don't cover their eyes with anything. Don't cover their mouths with anything. Don't have costumes that they can trip over. Go for bright and reflective costumes as much as you can. Teach kids not to run out into the street unexpectedly or across dark lawns. And make sure that they know how they can get a hold of you if they get lost or somebody needs to give them some help.
Great advice. It's supposed to be a happy Halloween, so you really don't want, as Dr. Hill said, a really fun night, or supposed to be a fun night, turn into something tragic or bad. So take these tips to heart, and then you can keep it a really fun night. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Healthy Children, where our expert guests are provided by our great friends at the American Academy of Pediatrics. If you missed any of the great information, you can listen anytime, on demand or on the go, at the award-winning RadioMD.com. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks for listening, and stay well.